Anything I should know before we start?
I'm tired. And kind of cranky.
I said anything I should know, and I already knew that.
Why is my boy cranky, huh?
Probably because I'm tired. But also, for other reasons that I'll get into it.
Correlation or causation? Is it nature or nurture? Is it learned behavior or earned behavior? Hi, this is the Any Anime Podcast. Here, this is the AAP. I kind of already spoiled a bit. Tanner.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
First time guest, Tanner.
First time.
Give a round of applause.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are Tanner. You people?
Yeah, we kind of just broke into this guy's Discord. Tanner, we have a tradition around these parts to give a fake and whimsical acronym using the initials AAP.
Yeah.
Usually I introduced a bit better, but Not this week.
Darn. Man, that's a shame. I'd love to hear what the other weeks were like.
Well, as our special guest, Tanner, you may give your acronym.
Yes. Well, angels are pink.
Angels are pink.
But that's not this podcast.
No. This is the Any Anime Podcast. You think angels are pink, Tanner?
Of course. That's what AAP stands for.
Oh, of course. And so we have a pink conspiracy theorist, Tanner. Cade, you seem like you're like Agent Orange over here.
Agent Orange? In what way?
Mostly just because I saw the word cringe on his username, and it kind of reminded me of an orange. That's the whole thought process.
Nice.
Thank you. And that's Kate's introduction, eh? Mm.
Is there someone else in here or no?
And it's Tanner, I didn't realize it was just you and me. Hi, Kate. Welcome.
Hello.
And Angel, his aura today, as are most days, black like tar. Just a voidless midnight black.
Look, I'm just here to keep you boys in check, all right?
In check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, he could have said a number of things. He could have been like, oh, I'm here to support my friends. Oh, I'm here to talk about the things we like. And
No.
None of that. He's here to keep us in check. Boys, I'm not going to lie to you. I am very gray. I'm very gray today. It's cloudy. It drizzled a little bit today. It was raining yesterday. I didn't get much sleep last night. Probably won't get that much sleep tonight. And it's been rough. But you know what? Tomorrow's Friday. It's going to be a better day. And on top of that, today, we're going to be talking about anime, specifically anime on this week's rendition of the mid-season review.
Yay!
Of course, those anime include Dr. Elise and the Magic Lamp, The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic, and Hokkaido Girls are adorable? Is it adorable or so cute? I forget. Are super adorable.
Yeah.
So, boys, without further ado, let's just rock it. Let's just jump right in. Let's go from Dr. Elise. Now, Cade, I'm sure you've watched it. I've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner, Angel, you guys dip your toe in the water?
That's a very enthusiastic note. That's
a very
is there a reason for that? Or
no, I just didn't.
Okay.
Tanner doesn't need a reason to not participate.
Hey, at least I watched one in the show.
You did. Good job.
It's true. Angel? Dr. Elise, ringing the bells?
No.
Ringing any lamps?
No lamps, no bells, no cows.
I'm confused about where the lamps come from.
Ah, interesting. Well, let's just jump right into it then. Three episodes deep. I'm also confused as to where the lamps come from. There are no lamps. Lamps do not even get name dropped in this anime.
Even in the title, displayed on the screen of the anime while you're watching, it has nothing to do with a lamp. It's just the Surgeon Elise.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is just the title in Japan, but for some reason when they translated it, they were like, we're going to add a bunch of shit and include a lamp. That'll make it more interesting. Yeah. She does clean a couple lamps, oil lamps specifically, but it's a little weird. I was kind of looking forward to like maybe some genie action, you know, maybe mm-hmm. a little Robin Williams cameo. I got none of that.
What did you get?
Well, we got
disappointment.
I wouldn't go that hard. A disappointment.
You're right. I had no expectations. I can't have been disappointed.
Would imply you were expecting something. I would personally, not to put the cart before the horse, but I was pleasantly surprised. I did not find myself as bored as I had anticipated. So to give a little context, Dr. Elise is about a villainess. We all love that word in these parts.
Villainess.
She's a villainess who gets reincarnated in Japan. While in Japan, she learns how to be a doctor, a like certified board surgeon, which is a pretty neat. And then she dies in a plane crash after attending to the wounds of other survivors. And then she gets reincarnated back into her old life, back in time when she was younger. At which point she decides to carry over her save file from Japan into New Game Plus and become a doctor in the her previous life, which is it's a concept that's
it's kind of like
when you copy someone's homework but you don't change the answers quite enough, you know what I mean? It's like it there's nothing really that groundbreaking in this show is what I'm trying to get at. I think it is still pretty interesting though. I did not really find myself like, you know, losing attention or getting bored. But I thought the characters who were not Elise is great, but the characters who were not Elise all kind of act cartoonishly in a way. You know, and there's a cheesiness in this that permeates this anime that I could not get behind. So yeah, that's basically my rundown of Dr. Elise. Cade, you sound like you have some strong opinions.
Nope.
You sound like you have opinions.
I don't know, man. I appreciate, how do I say this? You know, there's been a trend recently with anime about isekais where They go into, well, I shouldn't even say isekais, it's just anime in general, where they go into depth about certain skills. So for example, Dungeon Meshi, right? It's very in depth on how to prepare food, right?
The culinary arts, yeah.
The culinary arts. There was, I'm trying to think of other examples off the top of my head, but I'm totally drawing a blank.
I mean, Food Wars would be a great example for more culinary arts.
Yeah, yeah. But
I know what you mean. Like, they focus on skill.
Yeah, the camping one.
Oh, yeah, laid-back camp.
Laid-back camp, or do-it-yourself. You know, they all focus on these skills, and it's cool to see them, you know, worked out in an anime form. I feel like that's kind of what they were going for here as well. They're trying to, you know, like go more in depth into the whole doctor side of it, but then they try to turn it into this whole villainous trying to save myself by saving others, but also I care about them. I don't know. It just doesn't work. I much would have preferred if they had just stuck it, if they were going to be like really specific about the doctor stuff, just focus on the doctor stuff, right? I could care less about this whole isekai thing, villainess thing. I that doesn't interest me, right? That part was not set up well enough that I'm like, ooh, you know, this is interesting. I'm okay with this villainess story. Like, the only thing that was keeping me entertained the entire time was the specifics of what she was doing as a doctor. And that doesn't happen nearly enough to warrant watching this show. And even then, you know, like, it's not as thrilling as you'd hope it would be. So maybe, like, in a laid-back setting, like a slice of life, maybe. But even then, like, how do you do that in a doctor scenario? I don't know. All I'm trying to say is that from a plot perspective, this sucked. And from a, like, concept perspective, you put too many things in.
I feel like there wasn't enough, if anything. I feel like the plot, or sorry, the concept is so, it's made out of so many generic parts that it, like, isn't interesting just from the word go, you know? Like, I went into this anime expecting it to fail, and even though it outperformed my expectations, I mean, it didn't, like, change my mind on whether the show works or not. Like, it doesn't work. So I know we're shitting on it a little bit. I do want to make it clear. I do think it is a decent show. I think it's good enough to be in a C tier, which is our kind of guilty pleasure / like not quite good enough to be considered good tier. If villainous,
I'd agree.
Fantasy stuff is like your thing, I think you'd be fine with this show.
No.
But I don't think you.
I think you'd be disappointed from a villainous standpoint.
I think you'd be fine. But because there's like two types of villainess shows. There's like villainesses who when you meet them, they are villainess and they slowly change through the events of the show or something, or they go through the reincarnation and they're like, okay, well, I gotta fucking change now. And then you have the ones who have already undergone the change and then they get the second chance and then they keep on going. That this falls in the latter camp, right? So you're not gonna get, you know, your ho-ho-hos in or anything like that. But if you're into anime like that, like, if you were into Tier Moon Empire, for example, this is along those lines. Tier Moon Empire, I think, was a better show, just conceptually. especially given its like French Revolution theme, was super nice. But this show, it just doesn't stand out in any way whatsoever, you know, which is
besides the doctor great. Thing, which is what, like, I don't know. Well, I was like, oh, okay,
it doesn't
go in depth. That's what I'm saying. You know, it doesn't go in like within the three episodes that they give us, right? Or that, that we watched, sorry, that not that they gave us. there wasn't
that
enough.
That they sent to our door.
Yeah, exactly. There wasn't enough to keep me entertained. They're like, that's what you're trying to go with, right? That's your gimmick of this show. And you don't deliver enough. So I can agree. It wasn't egregious. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't offensive to the eyes or ears, I guess. But at most, it's a C, you know?
Yeah. At most. And it's not a very high C. I'll also put this out there. There are better villainous shows from this season that you should be watching instead of this, you know? But, you know, if you're still looking for that, hey, we all have an itch, all right? For a while, I was like only watching harem anime, and that was like my thing. It didn't matter how trashy they were. I'm looking at you, Mayochiki. I will fucking eat that shit up. You know, sometimes you fall into a niche. It's a comfortable niche. You get into it. I get it. Look, if villainous is your thing, you're going to be fine. It's not going to be great. You're not going to walk away saying, wow, but you'll be fine. But as for this show, the Any Anime Podcast, we have to pass or fail to the end of season review. And we don't just pass shows that are going to be fine. So this is a clear fail from your boy Kevo. Your boy Cade says?
Fail.
Wonderful. In agreement there, Cade. Yeah, I think it might even be too broad of a scope because they try to get her involved in like the kingdom's politics like so fucking fast.
That's what I'm saying.
And if they just like, you know, made her start out in the hospital first and it was more hospital focused than like grand politically focused, I think it actually would have been
fine. They were trying to like do, I don't know, but whatever.
They were doing too much, but also not enough. Yeah. Dr. Elise, it was nice knowing you, but you are a fail. All right, next on the list is healing magic, the wrong way to use healing magic. Angel, I am under the impression that you watched the first three episodes of this show, right?
I did indeed watch the show.
Now, what were your impressions? What did you think of it?
I thought we agreed I suck at going first, but all right.
You do. You know what? You're totally right.
I'll start us off with the first episode. Strictly speaking, episode one, right off the bat, I was very worried. I thought I was not going to like the show simply because within like the first 10, 20 seconds of the show, there's like a 5 second still of just the student council president just talking. But nothing's moving on screen. I'm not sure if maybe it was the stream I was watching or something, but I was worried there was going to be budget issues with the show. That was honestly the only bad thing about the show. Those first like 5-10 seconds in there. After that, it was just an enjoyable show.
Was it what you were expecting?
No, I guess. I saw clips of it before, so I kind of already knew some things that happened within the first three
episodes. Okay.
Like when they actually get transported and the guy's image of the girl is just cracking, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember watching that on Reddit. But I would say it fell within expectations.
Okay.
What was the show rated at?
On Malat, you mean on any trends?
Yeah.
I believe, I'm using purely memory at this point. I believe it was 9 or 10.
Okay, I was going to say, for me, this is a top 10 show of the season. So,
high praise.
If it's caught up, or did you only watch three?
Only three. I watched them today.
Okay. All right. So, again, based on the week four rankings, it was actually at number 11 at the time.
Delete any trends.
delete any trends. Okay. You have a very positive opinion, it sounds like. Cade, do you feel similar to LeBoy?
Oh, no.
Oof.
The three shows that we had watched this episode, I was not impressed with. And has contributed greatly to my crankiness for today. Fuck. And I think a big part of it is just like I watched it early into the week. I think like a day after our last podcast episode. And the fact that I can't remember much from any of them is a clear sign of kind of like my position on them. Just not memorable, not interesting to me. Like, it's just, it doesn't, I don't know. But going into specifically the healing magic one, I'm not upset at many things in this. I just can't find many positives either.
Interesting.
I like the kind of like pull positives. I like the relationship between the three students that were brought here. I think having that one dude who's like very in touch with reality goes a long way. You know, he actually like is like, why the fuck did you bring us here against our will? And then you're making us do this shit. And like the entire time he sticks to that, right? Like, even though, you know, we've had characters like that in the past where it's kind of like, you know, they complain a bit at first, but then they, you know, go right into their, you know, their designated jobs, right?
They get sucked in.
Exactly. This guy, he has to actively tell himself that he needs to be like the others to just accept things as they are and just, you know, go with the flow because there's nothing that they can do at the moment. I like that guy. I like he because he's, you know, he's very much just like he's himself. And, you know, they stick to that. They don't change him. The art style's a little later, just a bit, than I'd prefer. It's like maybe late 2000s. Early 2010s. Not a huge gripe, just a personal preference. We should also mention that the three episodes that we watched, we did not get to the meat of what I'm assuming this anime is going to be, which is out on the battlefield healing, right? Doing his job. This entire three episodes has been set up for that and the training for it. The first two episodes, I think I'm pretty decent with. The third episode was, I wasn't the biggest fan of the whole forest, like how that all turned out. I just wasn't, it left a bad taste in my mouth. I can't really explain it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it was like the animals.
I was gonna say, was it the Bambi scene?
Maybe, but then also the bear, the cub, and then the snake as well. I don't know. It was just like, yeah, it left a bad taste in my mouth. Kind of hard to explain. Maybe it was just aimed at a younger demographic, maybe.
Interesting.
I don't know.
You say that?
I don't know. But oh, that was another big gripe. I'm not a big fan of the music composition for this show. Not just the opening and the ending, but like during the show. For example, Rose's theme.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it sounds like your most generic villain march ever. But it's like it's stuck on repeat. It does the exact same like four notes just over and over and over again. And it's so, oh my god, so annoying. I don't know, it sucked. Because like I did enjoy his training stuff, you know, like him interacting with Rose's henchmen, I guess. I liked I still laugh a little bit about the whole lunchbox thing. The henchmen steal his lunchbox and then he gets into a fight with them about it, and it turns into this whole grudge specifically with that one guy. I like that. But I think at the end of the day, the problem is that it's not bad, but I'm not thrilled about it, and I'm not gonna pass something that I'm like, eh, you know. So this is a fail for me. I'm out.
Okay. So I am definitely more in tune with Angel's takeaways, because I really enjoyed this show. I think it's probably, if I had to give this show a tag, it's the surprise show of the season. It's the one I did not expect to like as much as I ended up liking it. But I really enjoy it, first and foremost, for the concept. I think the concept's just super clean. It's super, you know, easy to follow. You see how, like, healing magic being used in an unorthodox way, and the unorthodox teacher that is Rose. I think it works super well. I really enjoyed seeing the, like, character evolution of Ken, the main protagonist, because he starts off and he literally says this out loud: I am just an average guy, nothing special, personality is whatever, right? And he goes into this world, gets taken by Rose, and you can almost see it's almost like a corruption of sorts, where he is slowly being turned into like another member of the crew, which are all kind of like really hard looking individuals, right? And he's starting to pick fights, like you said, with the lunchbox. His resolve has been kind of fortified by being surrounded by these degenerates. So I really enjoyed that part. I think there's something to be said about how all of the characters interact with each other. I mean, you see not just the three main characters that get it's not technically Isak, they would get transported to the other world, but also between like Rose and the captain of the Knights Order, like there's not much interaction there, but there's enough to see like, oh, there's some history, there's some beef, you know, between like, you know, Rose and her henchmen, the henchmen between Ken, Rose and Kazuki kind of like go into it a little bit as well. I for how much this anime was like focused on like the fantasy and the healing magic, I think it does a super good job of navigating all the characters that are present in the show and making them feel realistic, making them feel like they're bouncing off each other, not just like reading lines, for example, you know. And so I really like it. I really enjoyed the forest section as well. the Bambi scene. That one hurt my heart, not gonna lie. It was cheap, but goddamn it, it doesn't matter. You can't just have a cub poking at his mom, saying in bear, get up. Yeah, that one hurts. That one hurts. But yeah, this was a really fun one. I had a lot of fun with this one. I was not anticipating that. I really wish the thumbnail kind of gave that vibe off more. You know, it kind of, you look at that thumbnail on my anime list or any trends, and it is kind of, it's kind of whatever, generic-ish, plus, you know, all of these characters looking like super serious. I think kind of going into the fun vibe of the show would have been a nice touch. Maybe, or may have set my expectations the right direction, because I really do think the show has a really good fun vibe. So is it a pass or fail for Kevo? It is an easy pass. I had a great time, and I anticipate watching this more.
I'm not upset about that. Again, it's at most, or sorry, for me, it's, you know, it's a meh, you know, so I'm not gonna hate watching it, you know. So
it does look like it's on the verge, that last episode, it's on the verge of a sort of tonal shift where Rose says, all right, you're ready to join me on the battlefield. So like, we'll see how that shift translates, but I'm looking forward to it with great anticipation.
And with that, that's two passes and a fail, so we are watching that one.
End of season review. Wrong way of healing to use a healing magic is moving on through. Now let's go to the highest ranked show of the three. Hokkaido gals are super adorable. And this is Tanner's favorite show of the season.
I would not say that, but
even more than Sign of Affection.
I
know,
I was about to say, I can actually pull up a quote from him that says that.
Oh, you can make up a quote. You can do it. You can make whatever you want.
It says right here, quote unquote, Tanner, you know, I don't know.
Quote unquote.
That's how you know it's real, when you see the quote.
Exactly. If you see the quotes, it's real. It's a quote.
Damn.
That's you just know, in the history books.
Fuck, you got me.
Tanner, first of all, I know you've watched past the three episodes.
No.
No, you haven't? You've only watched three episodes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good, good, good. I thought you were keeping up with this one for some reason. So you remember, you know, how it ends with the on the ski slopes and all that then, right?
Yeah, I was even thinking about it today in preparation. I'm like, fuck, I watched this a long ass time ago. I need to like remember what happened.
Skim through the
old brain the library. Yeah. No, I didn't go through any episodes. I just dug into the depths of the crevices of my noggin.
Oh, he really went brain blast to make sure he remembered everything. Or what do they call it in Sherlock? The like
your mind palace.
Mind palace.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, Tanner. Of course, you are the guest watcher. So normally you would go first. I just want to get one point across real quick. I watched the dub. So I could like watch it while eating my lunch. And so here's the funny thing about the dub. So Hokkaido is like, it's not rural, not like country bumpkin, but it's not an area that would be considered like metropolitan, for example.
Well, right? I think where this guy goes is
a little bit more rural in Hokkaido. Yeah. So, yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say there's really only like one big city, and it's Sapporo, right?
right. So this would be a show, like you would describe that region as like, you know, not not city-like, right?
No.
And in America,
I've been to Hokkaido, and I would not describe it as such.
In America, when you think not like big city-like, what do you think of for the most part?
Not big city-like?
Not big city-like.
Well, I mean, if you want like a relatable comparison to where we have both lived at one point, like...
No. Go. That area. You're on the right track. Go east.
What are you talking about? Like fucking Kansas, or
you're so hot. I'm thinking Midwest. And yeah. So, how do these girls speak in the dub?
Oh yeah,
no, with the fucking Minnesotan accent.
No, you're
the
kidding.
The whole fucking time.
You're telling me that. They're talking with a Minnesota.
I can appreciate that. I can actually appreciate that. That's so good.
Dude, guys, I'm not gonna lie. I was having so much fun with this dub. The you betchas and the.
I can appreciate the dedication. Oh, that's good.
Dude,
that's like, so good.
Honest to God, shout out to the people behind the dub for Hokkaido Gals. You gave me.
Away.
A big smile on my face. As soon as the girl speaks, my ears perked up.
Crunchyroll, yeah.
are you scrubbing through for right now?
Oh my god, does Crunchyroll even have the dub?
Oh yeah, of course, that's where I watched it. And it's a good dub. It's a good dub. Nothing, you know, besides the Minnesota accent, you know, it's not like crazy or anything. But it's a good follow through, and it matches the tone of the show.
Episode
so I can
one,
appreciate it a lot.
Audio English. Where does he meet the girl? All right.
Oh damn, Tanner's dedicated.
I need to hear this.
How are you gonna hear it over the sound of our chatter? You know what you should do? You should put it on your phone. Put it on your mic. So the whole class can hear. But yeah, no, it was a welcome surprise. It was a welcome surprise. I really did like that. So Tanner.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts and opinions on the show?
Okay. I genuinely went into this show expecting it to be bad, right? Mm-hmm. I was like fully prepared to be like episode one at the end of it, go, nah,
trash.
This show's garbage, right? Surprisingly was not garbage.
I can agree that it was not garbage.
Now, could I say that it was good? At times, maybe.
You know what? It was surprisingly wholesome.
Yes, it was surprising. Thank you, Kevin. That is how I describe the show. Surprisingly wholesome. At times good. But otherwise, it's fine. I mean, it's set in Hokkaido. You don't see many shows set out there, right? So I guess sort of unique setting and with all the snow and winteriness and such. Mm-hmm. Right.
That is nice.
Now, I knew girl number one was fan service, right? Then when they introduced girl number two, I went, oh, so there's a theme with this show.
Well, unfortunately, the word gal is plural in the title.
Yes. Well, yeah, sure. But, you know, they hit you with the oh, no, I caught you undressing scene, right? And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah, this is one of those shows. Was that the third episode?
That was the third episode.
Okay.
With the second girl, Sayuri.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, like, if I didn't have any other shows to watch, would I have finished it? Potentially. Am I going to finish it? Maybe. Maybe is hard because I have shows I'm watching right now, and when I finish those, it entirely depends on my mood of if I want to finish my like in progress shows, you know. And if that's the mood, then I would probably continue watching it, but if it's not, I would pick another show over it. I don't know if this relates to you guys on like any of your guys' scales of like how entertaining a show to you is, how a show is to you. Holy shit, grammar.
I think you kind of have summarized the like main driving force behind a lot of my decisions. Yes.
But yeah, no, I mean, it was entertaining enough that I did not like, I watched the three episodes. I watched this show unprompted and then continued to watch it, right? Which says enough about it. It was at least entertaining to a certain degree and surprisingly wholesome. However, it just gets blown out of the water by a certain other show.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Which is why I promptly didn't watch any more of it.
Which, by the way, I'm almost caught up on Sign of Affection.
Hell yeah.
I'm getting there.
Bro, it only gets better.
Doubt.
Angel, I know where you live.
Damn, these are words.
And he's speaking fighting words.
he's speaking fighting words. You're speaking stalker words.
I'm going to call him. Cash me outside, Angel.
By the end of this podcast, I'm just going to hear a knocking on my door and you guys will never hear from me again.
Did you hear a window break?
There's a brick and a brick is going to fly through my window and hit me in the back of the head, you know?
How? No. Through the wall?
Easily. I got it, Tanner. This is exactly what you should do. Angel, cover your ears because it's definitely going to happen. Tie a carton of milk to a brick, throw it through his window on the carton of milk, print out a photo of Angel, like a missing milk carton, like a missing kid on a milk carton. And of course, this is going to be a double whammy because the brick is going to land on the milk and splatter all inside. And then he's going to pick it up and he's going to be like, ah, fuck, spilled milk and a death threat? Could this day get any worse? And of course, that's the last time we hear of Angel on the mic. Hey, all right, Angel, you're welcome to listen back in.
Watashi.
The bit that never dies.
The bit that never dies, just like Kevin and what he may or may not be.
I don't think I understood that, but so
Wally knows.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see how it is. The lolly bit.
The bit that's not my favorite bit. But I will bring up every time because the bit
that he doesn't even remember.
It's just fun to say.
I get it. I don't have much to add to your opinion, Tanner. I think on a personal level, I am curious enough to watch more on my own time, but as I think my motivation to continue the show and to have it appear as an end of season show got bombastically sidetracked as soon as Purple Hair Girl steps in the picture. And I realized that this show is low key. It's some bait. It's some etchy bait for sure.
Absolutely.
And
it's like the most wholesome etchy bait I've ever seen, though.
So the first two episodes, I think I could put up with it because the relationship between the guy, Tsubasa and Minami. Are like so. It's I'm so amazed cute.
You remember these characters.
I do not. I have my anime list pulled.
Oh,
the relationship starts to grow, you know, they really are flirting with each other. I thought it was gonna be very nice. And then Sayuri comes in and I'm not gonna lie to you. All right, sometimes less is more. And I feel like, look, not that there should be less characters, she should be involved, but she's clearly kind of being set up to be a potential romance option, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I really felt like the show could have established a little bit more with Minami and continued that wholesome train. And of course, like, you can't just be 100% wholesome. There has to be a little bit drama. That's when you introduce, right? But like, man, I don't know. The vibe. The vibe shifted episode 3 for me.
I would agree. Like, I think they could have just stuck with Minami, the first character. And I would have been happy to just watch that show.
I agree.
I agree. Just 100%. One person. And then mm-hmm. it becomes, oh. And there's three people in the, three girls.
In there's the, three girls in the thumbnail.
In yeah. the intro. And so you go, damn.
Harem. So you already, huh? You're, right you're up Kevin's what's going to happen. All right. We got to calm down. All right.
Hey, you said it yourself.
At in one this episode, point. At one point, it was right up my alley. All right. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's a show that made me smile way more than I really anticipated it to. And like the festival sequence was really, really cute. When they're hanging out at her house, it's really cute. It really was just the snow, the slopes that really made me go, ah, man, I don't know. I don't know if this is like, it definitely knocked it down a level or two for me. Which if you're looking for edgy bait, I guess this is perfect for you. But I feel like episode
3 hit too many cliches.
That also is true. That also is true. Yeah. Yeah, those first two episodes felt a little fresh to me. Given like the amount of romance anime I've seen and like this interaction, it's not to say it's never happened, you know, between like a more rural, you know, grown person, like I'm talking about her, like she's a vegetable, and a city boy,
grown in that organic soil, huh?
Exactly, that organically grown girl, but. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Not that it's the most unique, but it is not done enough in this setting in particular that it did feel super fresh. I just wish they executed a little differently. This is going to be up a lot of people's alleys. It's just not up mine.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, again, I will probably watch more on my own time. I did enjoy. I want to see how this like relationship blossoms between Tsubasa and Minami. I thought it was really, really freaking cute. And yeah, that is my opinion on Hokkaido Gals. Cade, you have the floor.
And we heard Cade's opinion.
You did lead with that. Literally during another show, you were like, all three of these are meh. So I guess it wasn't a surprise.
Yeah. I don't know, just y'all pretty much said all of it. It's fan service. It's just fan service. I'm not too interested in the relationship between Tsubasa and I forget what the other name
the
you said
first
was.
Girl.
Minami. Yeah.
I mean the first girl or second girl. It's Tsubasa himself, I think, is the issue. I just don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, I can't agree.
He has done nothing to make me like him. He has done nothing to make me care about him. I don't know anything about him, really. To be fair, I did fall asleep in the second episode, and I don't remember much from that episode. I remember the first episode and the third episode, but I don't know if something happened in the second episode
that spice. Did you see what the grandma's opinion of them?
Yes, I did.
Okay, oh, at least you dude. Saw that.
Grandma Chan about to throw hands, it looked like,
yeah,
for a
actually.
Second.
Yeah, actually.
I don't know. I don't really care about either of them.
Meh.
Meh, he says.
Meh.
I mean,
it's becoming the point where I'm getting cantankerous in my old age, and all this fan service just doesn't do enough for me. Yeah, the fan service just isn't enough for me anymore. It needs more. Needs more than just fan service.
Oh, more substance.
I feel like the show had something going in the first two episodes. Mm-hmm, and then it started to feel way more like, okay, this is kind of starting to be same old formula. Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, another girl. Oh, she likes him.
Well, who likes him more?
And who is he gonna like? Because he's, you know, your usual main character who seemingly just is very kind of a neutral-ish person. Oblivious MC type.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're not wrong, Kate. There is nothing special about him per se, but I do think he's meant to be like a self-insert, you know, a super generic character to the point where like you just like insert yourself into the role, right?
I guess so.
Which is a lot what a lot of these anime try to do, especially in like harem anime. I think the memorable harem anime are the ones where like you got like Nisekoi, where the dude's like the son of a gangster, and he is like a very distinct personality.
Yeah.
But then you've got other shows like this one, and he doesn't stand out, but I do enjoy the interactions between him and Minami. I think if you're looking for a show that, you know, you don't mind the fan service, maybe harem's up your alley like it was once mine. I think this is gonna be great for you. Genuinely, it's gonna be great for you. But in terms of the show, yeah, it would be difficult to say that it's a pass. But again, I do plan on watching more. I do. So we'll see what the final verdict is. I don't plan on giving an extensive report. I'll let you know how the accents keep going if it gets old after 12 episodes. But yeah, again, shout outs to Minnesota. So it's a fail for Kevo. Kade.
Fail.
And Tan Man.
Well, it's already failing. So I'm going to say pass.
Fair enough. Hey, Tanner, we could watch it. You and I, you know. We could just
true.
You know, have our little shindig together.
If you wanted to do an extended look.
Well, I don't know about that.
I would watch
it. I don't know about that. I don't know if they, how do you, I don't
let's think do this... a 2-hour breakdown.
Oh boy. Frame by frame. All right, boys, this is episode 1 of, we planned for 12, but we actually expect 20 of Hokkaido Gals.
That's fucking, that's what this podcast is about now. We have to change the name.
Oh boy. We only watch one show. It's Hokkaido Gals. We watch
Hokkaido Gals podcast.
Over. We watch it in every language. See how Minnesota translates to Spanish and Arabic and all the above. Actually, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
I think you need to bring some native speakers in to
discern. Are you saying I'm not a native Spanish speaker?
I'm not. You said other languages than just Spanish.
I'll have you know, Spanish was my first language. That's a fact.
Fact?
Was. It was my first language. It is no longer. My English is far superior to my Spanish now, but.
What about Angel? What, is it, it? Was Spanish your first language, Angel?
No.
Damn. See, I think we are starting to paint a picture, and the picture is revealing who's the real Mexican of this.
And it's
podcast.
Kevin.
It's obviously.
My Spanish is better than Kevin's.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know. It might be a little bit better, but
between the two of you, of which I honestly have not heard either of you speak all that much Spanish, I will say, Angel sounds like he has a heavier accent when he speaks it.
A heavier.
I also hear you speak American Spanish accent with your girlfriend a lot more, Angel.
Yeah.
But as I said, I haven't heard. I've definitely heard Angel speak more than Kevin.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Spanish. That's fair. You guys live in the same vicinity as each other, so that's to be expected.
Sure. You think Angel's getting out of with car each other?
These fucking scrubs? Yeah. I would never.
Angel gets out of his car talking to his girlfriend or whatever, and it's all Espanol.
Look, all I'm saying is he speaks it pretty slow.
Oh, you have the speed though?
Native spin? No, I don't. I also speak it pretty slow. Native Spanish speaker. You know what? You press the issue, Tanner. I will drop it.
What issue? The Spanish speaking?
The Spanish issue. Yeah. So that was this week's rendition of the Mitzi's review. Dr. Elise is a fail. Healing magic is a pass. And Hokkaido Gals is a... Yeah, we might circle back to it later. Who knows? And by we, I mean me and, like, probably not Tanner, but he, you know. If Tanner has times, he will. Is that about cover it, Tanner?
Yeah. Watch, we're going to come back, like, in a month. Like, oh my god, this show, 180, it's the best show I've ever watched.
It was wild when Minami died.
Yeah.
Pulled a Yuri in April. Guys, you don't understand. It's the best show I've ever seen. Let's go ahead and talk about next week's agenda. Starting in the year of our Lord 2023, we did what no one expected us to do. Frankly, I didn't expect us to do this. But the mind of Cade is one that does not ask why. It asks, why not? And so we are including, for the second time, a wild card round of the mid-season review. Now, you may have heard me say these last few weeks that all of these rankings were snapshotted in the week four. Well, what about now? Have any shows maybe started late? Have any shows maybe had a bad first impression, then quickly rose up in popularity, breaking the top 20? We're about to find out, boys. The answer is yes.
Technically, yes, but it only broke into 19.
There is one. Kate.
Damn. I don't make spoilers.
Hey.
I want to be surprised by what Kevin has to say.
All I'm saying is that... Do we even do it this time around? There's only one, and it's like 19.
Kate, I just hyped this thing up.
That's the highest it's ever been.
Wait. There's technically
there's two that are in the top 20. Yeah.
Where's the second?
At 20.
At 20, yeah.
Right below. Oh, no. Oh, there's two. Oh. Now there's a reason to do it.
I think there was a reason to do it before.
Not a reason to do an episode about it. It would just be covering one single.
It would be like half an episode, and I would come up with something to fill in the rest. But now we don't have to even fill. We can just do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Two episode rendition wildcard.
I'm pretty sure last time I talked about if it broke into like the top 15, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
You know, this could be verified with a listen.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I think I'd rather actually just watch the three episodes of each than go back and listen to my voice on a podcast.
Now, Kate, it's super simple. It's super simple. All right? Because these are so ranked so low, the eye of scrutiny will be maximized. You see what I'm saying? So we can be harsh. We can be harsh with these.
That's true. All right? That is true. And Cranky Kate loves to be harsh. That's for sure.
Craig K loves to be harsh. Plus, I think there's a reason why these shows climb up, and you know, it beat out Sasaki and Peeps. You know, Metallic Rouge is no longer in the top 20. Like, these are shows that had, you know, some level of anticipation before the season started. I think we can, well, it's Sasaki and Peeps, maybe not. But I think we can give these a chance. And it was fun last season. It was fun. Ragnar Crimson is like a great show, in my opinion. Like, I'm really glad we ended up reviewing it. And that was only possible because of the wild card. So let's see if history can repeat itself again. The weakest tamer began a journey to pick up trash, and my instant death ability is so overpowered, no one in this other world stands a chance against me. Two shows with very long titles, and one of them, I think, is overcompensating a little bit. So let's go ahead and mark these for next week's episode of the Mid-Season Review. And of course, the end of season review is coming upon us in roughly 4 to 5 weeks, I believe. And to recap very, very quickly, shows that we have passed. I actually gotta remember. Tanner and I will be doing A Sign of Affection. Villainous level 99 passed through Flying Colors. Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. Delicious in Dungeon. Oh, I gotta keep going, And is that it? Are those all the shows that we passed?
Is that it?
Repeat them?
That seems like not a lot.
I named like been a very good season.
Four shows. It hasn't been a good season for new shows, admittedly. Oh, Claudia and I will,
new shows for sure.
Claudia and I will be doing Seventh Time Loop on the other show that we also post on this podcast, a couple weebs. So let me just go over this again. A Sign of Affection, Villainous level 99, Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic, Delicious in Dungeon, and that's it. Oh, Solo Leveling. Duh. I almost for some reason didn't consider it a show.
I'm gonna hate you know why? That much.
You know why? No, it's actually not why. Because it's not in this week's rendition of the Annie Trends, and I think it's because this week reflects the week Solo Leveling had the recap. Exactly. So unless it somehow like bombed all the way down like 30 or something.
It had the worst mouse score of all time.
It had the worst Crunchyroll rating, I think, right?
Yeah.
Was it Crunchyroll rating? I might have gotten that mixed up.
It might be both. Yeah. It might be both, to be honest. So yeah. I guess we have five shows moving on to the end of the season, and we'll see if we add potentially two more. Boys, this is usually the time I ask you if you have been watching anything this week. Been catching up on anything? Any Shangri-La Frontier watchers out there?
I heard it popped off, but I mean, I'm too far behind.
I haven't gone back to it.
I'm so far behind.
I will at some point.
I do plan on catching up. But I, like I said during the end of season review, I did have a lot of gripes with the pacing of the show. But hey, it's not a bad show, so I do plan on going back to that one. Tanner, have you been watching anything?
Unfortunately, no. But I need to. I don't know, man. I feel like I've been just, I don't know. It's not even too busy. I just feel like I just haven't.
Tanner needs his nap time, okay?
Watch it. That is not true. Very few naps have been taken since the last episode.
You know what it is, Tanner? You just need to put your focus glasses on. You just need to.
I just need to lock in.
This is what I'm gonna do, and that's it. You know.
I know. I do know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why is it so hard?
You know what it is? I do find myself sometimes I'll come home from work And I end up like doom scrolling for like an hour and a half on like YouTube Shorts and Reddit and stuff. I'm like, you know what? That's something I need to cut out. That's wasted time. Mm-hmm. I didn't gain mm-hmm. anything. I didn't learn anything of use. You know what I mean? And I feel I always end that time saying I could have been doing something else 100% of the time. And, you know, that's where I personally kind of stumble a little bit. I don't know if you relate, but
yeah. I feel a lot of time wasting happening where it's like, I could have done something better instead of just sat and been on my phone or just doing who knows what.
It's just so comfortable. You know, you don't have to think, you don't have to like turn on your brain for anything. It's just,
it's all right.
Just scroll.
But you know what, Kevin? The weather's getting better. You know what that means? That means the moods go up.
Oh.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not down. Heat goes up. Mood goes
yeah.
down.
Yeah. 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 That's where I'm at.
It's not even anywhere close to warm yet. I don't know what y'all
70 is already pushing it for me.
Don't say that. Oh my god.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. 70 is like
70 with like no breeze tanner. That's painful.
That's like
oh my god.
You're that crazy. Feels like 75.
It feels like 90.
Just wait until it literally gets 40 degrees hotter than that.
I was there during the last heat wave. That fucking sucked.
Well, yeah, it sucks for fucking everybody. 70 is fantastic. I don't know what you're talking about. It's cool enough that you don't need to like be concerned about your health, yet it's warm enough that you can just go outside in a t-shirt, no problem.
I just remember last time I was hanging out with you guys during the heat wave. I put the windows down in the back of Angel's car, hoping to introduce some sort of breeze while driving, and the air was hot.
Yeah,
it was hot.
For context, it was, I believe,
120.
It was not, you weren't there at 120, but you were there for 100. No, because I remember 120.
At the very end of the heat wave, where it was not 120 anymore.
It was 120.
No, it was like
120, probably.
Because I took a picture in my car thermostat saying 120. Was it probably 110, though? Yeah, I would believe that.
Okay, fine.
Way too hot. Regardless, 110, 120, you're not wanting to go outside.
I think we played tennis. Why did we do
that? We went in the morning.
We probably went early. Mornings, it is cool enough to play.
Wait. Like I said, Kevin came at the very end of the heat wave. Like, he came in that night, and I don't believe it was in the hundreds anymore.
But yeah, it was like 90 degrees at night.
It is sometimes. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Good times. Boys, this is a lovely chat. It's a wonderful time with each and every one of you, especially Cranky Cade. That's your Donkey Kong family name now. I hope you know. Cranky Cade.
I guess I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got Cranky Kong. Yeah, I mean, you got Funky Kong.
Funky Kong.
Being canonically established with a franchise is always pretty cool.
Of course, especially one as revered as Donkey Kong.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Angel Tanner, thank you also for joining us. And if you wanted to join the show, well, we can't really insert your voice, but we can insert your opinions and questions and comments with a simple email. But Tanner, some people don't know about the email. Don't really think it's possible to reach us. I know sometimes when we talk and we give our opinions, we kind of put ourselves up on this pedestal. We talk like gods, right?
We're not.
But we are super approachable, super reachable, and that place to reach us is
up my ass. Sorry.
Whoa.
Hey, I don't know where that came from.
That came from the soul, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Wonderful.
That was great.
That was a hearty laugh. In all seriousness, Tanner.
fucking can't now. Oh my god. If you would like to send us an email, and please don't talk to us about your ass.
I mean, I'll take anything at this point, but
have you ever received a comment, Kevin?
Have you ever received, Kevin?
You know, we almost made it through an entire episode without diving into degeneracy, and yet here we are. God intended.
As God intended, just like God intends you to email us at anyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That's right. God wants you to email us at anyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, but let's just say the walls of hell get put in front between our audience and our email. Where else could they reach us, Tanner?
The walls of hell. I remember those. Good times. Right where you'll find us on Twitter at any anime pod. That's right. Anime pod on Twitter. Please. Please, we're begging you.
If you don't, I Tanner will commit seppuku, and that's a win of sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I'd win for a second.
That's a, me too.
And that's a win. Freudian slip. Whoops. Anyways, thank you for joining us, boys, ladies, gentlemen. We usually end in a howl, but this week, I think we should all collectively do it in a Minnesotan accent.
Minnesotan accent.
That's right. That's right. So please, if you could join me. All right.
I'm trying really hard to think of what it would be.
I am too. Well, okay. Let's just get a couple. Let's get three. You betchas, and then it'll just come out. All right. You betcha. You betcha. Any away, eh?
any away.
Two people didn't participate.
That's right. Those two people. What a bunch of hosers.
What a bunch of goobers. And no pop for you. Yeah, I guess that's it. I guess. You think Craig is Minnesotan?
Absolutely. You can hear it under that robot voice.
Yeah. Definitely has an accent when he says, now recording.